football season, and it's time for our first edition of The Conversation with the Coach. Coach Louis Cook of the Notre Dame Pios. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Eric.
Hey, great summer.
Yeah, it was good. You know, it's always nice to have that little bit of break. And it was busy. It's not like summers used to be because you were training and trying to get everything ready to go. But it was good. But it's now good that we get all of that out of the way. We start the regular season.
Get to
tonight.
Go out and play four quarters tonight and see what it's all about.
First time for four quarters, and here we go.
Well, last week in the Jamboree, got a little adversity during the game, but the team seemed to answer the adversity.
Yeah, it was really good. I love going to the Kiwanis Jamboree. Mm-hmm. You're going to get quality competition.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're the smallest. You know, we're 2A and everybody else. Well, St. Martinville dropped down for the first time in a long while to 3A, but everybody's 4A and 5A.
Right.
So, but you get to play at Cajun Field, and the fans, plenty of seating.
Mm-hmm.
You sit on it. You got the sun's blocked out because it was pretty hot.
Yeah.
But you're sitting in the shade, and it was good to be the home team this year because we got to stand in the shade, on the shady side.
Yeah. Wasn't over there on the visitor side.
But South Side, you know, it's the first time for a full varsity schedule.
Right.
But they've been playing for the last 2 years.
Right.
And that team has been together as a team, getting all the reps and all the practice time and playing. They actually played a few Friday night games last year.
Right.
Against varsity teams, but mostly JV games. But it's a big school. They had some good-looking players, and it was good. They're well coached. Josh does a good job. And they came out and they scored first, and we answered right away, and then we got the lead. We scored again the second time we had the ball, and went up, and then early in the second half they tied it, and then we drove and scored again. So you know, the score's not as important as the things that you hope to be able to find out about your team by playing somebody good, and you hope that you can, things happen that allow you to find out about your team, and it did. And then we kicked off for the first time. We had kickoff return. We had to punt. We had one punt in the game, which I always hope to come out with. You never want to have to punt, but it's, I always say if we can get at least one punt to Jamboree, because you want to see.
Right. You want to give your punter a letter, even if he doesn't punt at all during the whole season.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You don't want him to double letter.
You know what's going
to
happen. You know, but it was good, and now we're on to Church Point.
Right.
We're going to face three really good running backs. So
right.
They have the running Rodney Dupuis, one of the top backs in the state, is on the verge of breaking the all-time yardage record at Church Point. I think Tony Citizen, who had a really nice career at McNeese and a stint in the NFL. And Tony actually has a son playing for Lake Charles College Prep right now that's going to be a star. But
right.
But this kid, Rodney, is going to have a chance to surpass his total this year. So he tells you kind of runner he is in the career he's having. So we'll have to deal with that, along with the kid, I think, named Gavin Richard is a really good back for them. And then the Gilry kid that is playing for them for the first time is a quality back. So they're wing T. To have three. Usually, you know, if you have the fullback who keys everything in the wing T and one other back makes it tough, but then now they have three of them. And the Jamboree for them was a little deceiving because the fullback didn't play.
Right.
The quarterback was out. The center was out. So they went in shorthanded.
Right.
And so they'll all be there tonight and be ready to kick it off. The only thing for us, we're fairly healthy, except we're going in Ben Broussard. You know, Ben led us to the championship last year.
Right.
Ben's tremendous little quarterback, and he fractured a bone in his throwing hand in a scrimmage at STM. And so he set out the Jamboree, and he'll set out tonight. Hopefully we'll have him next week.
I got you.
In the Sulphur game. I'm not sure to what capacity just yet, because he'll have the pins taken out and be ready to play, but without very much practice.
So, I got you.
So we'll see how that goes.
When you were putting together this schedule, did you just go and try to find the schools with a great fan base and a great atmosphere to play in? Because this week with Church Point, next week with Sulphur coming in, they're going to travel well. And, of course, that's a 5A school, and I got cousins that live in Lake Charles that hadn't been in high school in 40 years or close to 40 years. I don't think he's quite that old. But, he is 40 years. He's been out of school, and he still makes every Sulphur High game.
Yeah,
it's one of those. And you got folks in Church Point been out of school for 40 years.
Oh, they all
but
be
Friday
in this
nights,
game now.
They're all going to be there.
They're going to be in the Point. Yeah, so, it's going to be good. We would have to devote quite a bit of time to talk about how scheduling goes. It's not fun stuff. It's not something we want. We want to end up with sometimes some of these games, but it's hard to find people that want to play if they don't think they can beat you. You know,
exactly.
So, but it'll be good. It will get tested a lot early this year, and hopefully make us a better team down the line. And it's all about being prepared through district and hope that it takes you into the playoffs ready to go, and then you try to make that run when it counts. So
absolutely,
this is a great start for us. It's a big step. We had the first step at St. Thomas More in the scrimmage, you know, trying to find out about you and make that climb to where you want to get to. And last week was another big step for us, and tonight we take one more with at Church Point. It'll be a challenge for us and a good football game against a good football team. So it's a good way to start the season.
Absolutely. It's a full slate of high school football tonight. Of course, Notre Dame's going to be on the airwaves. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:45 pregame. Ed Perkins, Tom Brown are going to handle the calls up in the press box. And your buddy Hans Nelson gets back
on
the sideline.
Hans on the sideline with us.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yep. And, of course, other games going on. Crowley's going to be over on Sunny 95.1. Rain's going to be on our alternate stream. And, of course, IOTA has their own internet stream that they do. Tomorrow, UL comes off of that rough turnover-ridden game last week against Mississippi State. They get to face Liberty tomorrow at Cajun Field. Last week was a home game, but this is the home opener in my mind. You get to go into the friendly confines of Cajun Field, and of course LSU on the road at Texas, and
big
then of
game,
course
yeah.
That's going to be a big game for them. Going to set the tone for the season for the Tigers, and of course New Orleans Saints kicking off their season on Monday night against the Houston Texans. So it's going to be a full weekend of football.
Good first weekend.
Last weekend for me, it was all hot air balloons. Yeah. This weekend, it's going to be all football, wall to wall. And, of course, Coach, we certainly appreciate you stopping in on Friday morning.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Was glad to be here, and I'll see you next Friday.
Absolutely. We'll get a Pio victory tonight. And, of course, we'll talk to you again and next week on the Conversation with the Coach, Coach Louis Cook of the Notre Dame Pios.